We're so glad all of you are here today. We're in for a real special treat. We have some beautiful music to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Pastor Tom and Mish are going to lead us in some Christmas carols, and then we're going to get right into the special music. Praise the Lord. So let's all
Amen.
Just raise our hands and give Him glory. Yes. Amen.
Let's invite the presence of the Lord in this place. Lord, we honor You today. We invite You to manifest Yourself through song, through the Word of God.
Yes.
We glorify You this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him a room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Here we go.
Joy, unspeakable joy, overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, rises in my soul.
Sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as.
shout of praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastors.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow. Thank God the joy of the Lord is our strength, right?
Amen.
Well, praise God. Something else is happening now.
We are so excited to invite our CIA choir to come up at this time. Yay! We haven't had them since before COVID. So look at this beautiful group of children.
Yes.
And we are so thankful for Reuben and Sabrina Richardson. They have stepped up. They are our CIA directors now, doing a wonderful, wonderful job. You want to tell the folks what these wonderful children are singing today?
Well, praise the Lord. Let me just see here. Well, we're going to hear a wonderful song. It's Christmas time, followed by Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Amen. Let's give it up for them. Amen.
Yeah.
And it's
such a great job. Yay. All right. Now we invite the parents to find their little blessings, or maybe they know where you're at. Don't hide from them. Let them find you. Praise God. I think we need to give Sabrina and all of her assistants a one more big hand for that. Super job. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Well, we are so delighted that all of those that are participating in the program today and our celebration. And at this time, I want to introduce the lovely, talented Christina Rogers. And she's going to come. She is singing a very fun, uplifting song entitled Fall in Love with Christmas Again. So, let's all fall in love with Christmas again. Let's give Christina one more hand. There she comes, the lovely Christina Rogers.
I want to fall in love with Christmas again. I want to feel the warmth and majesty in the air. Maybe it's the season, maybe it's the lights, maybe it's the feeling when I look into your eyes. It's making me fall in love with Jesus again. Been thinking of another me who waited by the Christmas tree, just dreaming of the presents in every box. Ooh, I want to hear the melodies of the old-time hymns we used to sing that made the season live inside my heart. Oh, I want to fall in love with Christmas again. I want to feel the warmth and majesty in the air. Maybe it's the season, and maybe it's the lights, maybe it's the feeling when I look into your eyes. It's making me fall in love with Jesus again. Da 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 da. I want to be the kind of soul believes in miracles in spite of every reason to give up. I know I just can't let it slip away. There's still a child inside that wants to play on Christmas Day. I want to fall. The best thing I ever did. Oh, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever did.
Merry Christmas.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Christina. Beautiful. Wow. You know, I was watching over there, the wall over there, the ensemble was there, and she was singing. They were... Some of you were like that a little bit. If you can't do that, just loosen up just a little bit. It's time to celebrate. Amen. Well, praise God. Let us give it up for the Heart of the Bay Ensemble. Amen. As they come.
How's everybody doing? Good. We are excited to glorify God today.
Amen.
This season is all about Jesus. Don't let anybody fool you. When you go in those stores and they say Happy Holidays, you just say right back, Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, enjoy.
Come joyful, come praising. Jesus is born in Bethlehem.
Let us adore.
by you. Praise God.
So outstanding. You know, something like that doesn't just happen. These folks put in hours and hours of rehearsal, and I think they deserve another. God bless you for blessing us. Wow. That was so wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lord. Well, we have our very own beautiful, talented Michelle Stafford, coming to bless us today. And she is singing this song by special request from me. And I could not be more happy. And you're going to be blessed as she sings Noel.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
The Lord. Amen. Wow. Hey, why doesn't everybody stand up right now? Thank you, Michelle. That was so good. Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead and lift your hands up. Wow. Just do a little Holy Ghost stretch.
Hallelujah.
And then go like this. Yay, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Then why don't you take a couple of moments to just greet one another today. Say Merry Christmas. Glad to see you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Amen, amen.
Wow. I sense the presence of the Lord in the house today.
Yes, amen, amen.
I declare the Spirit of the Lord is upon us today.
Yes.
I declare the Spirit of the Lord is among us today.
Amen.
There is no limits to what He can do in this hour of praise, in this hour of worship.
That's right. Amen.
He is here.
Yes.
Save me. The Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Is upon us.
Is upon us.
The Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
He is among us.
He is among us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, well, go ahead and introduce what we're going to do now.
Well, I thought you were going to do that.
Well, I was going to do it. But
well, I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it now.
No, you do it. No, I don't.
No, wait a minute. I'll do it.
Praise the Lord.
Well, where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? Let's see. I don't want to eat. Go ahead.
That's part of being married for. How many years have we been married? 47
Has it been that bad? You screamed.
Wow. No, trying to remember.
Did you notice that? Been married. Wow.
It's not.
Are there any counselors in the house?
It's not you. It's the years. Wow.
Okay.
How can that be when we're only 50 years old?
Well,
anyway.
Thank you for expounding on that.
Well, praise the Lord. We do have an uplifting message to share with you today. And before we get into the message, we wanted to show this video that really depicts the entire spirit of Christmas. And it is the center of the message that we will be sharing today. So let's take a look at this video. Amen. So I'm sure you recognize the song that was playing in the background there, Oh Holy Night.
Yes.
And there's this wonderful phrase in there, the thrill of hope. And as I was researching, this is obviously a Christmas classic carol, an Oh Holy Night. And it was actually written in 1847 by a French poet who I will not try to pronounce his name. Just take my word for it. He was a good dude, apparently. But it was a dark time in France. And actually, it was a priest who asked him to write a poem for the Christmas mass that was happening. And later on, he did write this as a poem. Later on, it was put to music in like 1855 and translated into English, which we sing it every Christmas since then. It's beautiful.
Of course, the words are, oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, and yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born.
Amen.
The thrill of hope.
Yes.
The weary world rejoices. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yes.
All of you may have experienced weariness at one point in your life.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've experienced some hopelessness, and maybe you're there right now. If you've ever felt hopeless, I've got good news for you today. Your hope can be rekindled by the God of hope. Amen. Even this morning.
Amen. It's thrilling when that hope is restored. There's a scripture over in Proverbs that describes what it's like to feel hopeless, but then to have your hope renewed. It's found in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. Out of the Message, it says, "Unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick, but a sudden break can turn life around." I love that phrase, a sudden break can turn life around. Isn't that what Jesus came to do? He came to turn our lives around. He came to give us eternal life. He came to release us from oppression and the weight of sin.
Absolutely.
He came to restore relationships and fellowship with our Heavenly Father. How many in here have received that hope?
Amen.
Jesus, the hope of the world. And then it goes on in Proverbs 13:12, again out of the New King James, it says this: "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life."
Beautiful.
So Pastor was already talking about what it's like to be hopeless. And oftentimes people put their hope and their trust in other people.
Yeah.
And misplaced hope will lead to disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And so does setting unrealistic expectations. Has anybody found out that your holidays are not going to be perfect, no matter how hard you try? If you're like me, maybe this time of the year, you binge on Hallmark or the Great American Channel Now. I like that one better. You binge on all of these holiday movies. And you think after you watch all of these that your family is going to be the star of one of these movies. You get this thought in your head that that's going to happen at my house. We're going to have this great photo op moment. It's going to be so perfect. It's going to be on every magazine cover. But the reality is, every family probably has an Uncle Buck or an Aunt Betsy or a Grandpa Joe that their personalities clash. And when they get together, it's not one of these Hallmark moments. Instead, what happens? We know that we can deal with conflicts in our family, and we have some ways to help you.
Yeah, you know, it'd be good to be prepared.
Be prepared.
Be prepared for the coming of Uncle Buck. So what do we recommend? Well, we recommend big doses of prayer and a lot of Bible reading. If you're not on a Bible reading plan, get on one. It's a good time to start right now for the new year. Read the Word.
Amen.
Because when you read the Word, it is God speaking to you.
That's right.
And He will give you a word in your season.
That's right.
He will give you a word that fits your specific situation.
Amen.
So read the Word of God.
That's right.
And then fill your house with worship music. Fill your house with praise.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, the anointing and His anointed one will visit your house this season.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Then purpose in your heart not to be a strife starter, but to be a peacemaker.
Amen.
Didn't Jesus say something about being a peacemaker?
Yeah.
And so you can be an instrument of peace.
That's right.
If there's situations that may arise in your home or in your relative's home in these seasons about political things or about this or that, you can diffuse those things.
Amen.
You know, if you're in a conversation with someone and it's going south, just kind of go like this. Is that Mom's pecan pie? I smell this. Let's go into the kitchen and get a taste of this.
Yeah.
So in this season, come aside. Amen.
Amen.
And in His word, abide.
That's right.
And in His presence,
yes,
commune. Amen.
Amen.
Then it's always great to have lots of humor in the holidays.
Yes, that's right.
We like to laugh. Do you like to laugh?
Yeah.
I love to laugh.
Amen.
You know, you might rent a funny movie or whatever, or watch Elf. Who knows?
Elf is awesome.
Elf is awesome. You know, the Bible says, and you can quote it with me, a merry heart does good
like a medicine.
One translation says, does good like a baby medicine now.
Baby aspirin. Yeah. Amen.
So don't take on too much. Don't get into this perfectionistic mode. Just enjoy the season.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on Him and rest in the Lord.
Amen. And don't expect perfection from others or yourself. I know for me, I've been there, done that. Stayed up half of the night wrapping the perfect Christmas gifts or making everybody's favorite cookie. And then you're so tired and you're so worn out and so weary that you miss these precious moments with your family. So don't take on too much and don't expect everything to be perfect. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. I know that I have some true story incidents where my imperfections were revealed to my family. Would you like to hear a couple of them? So I remember one year that I insisted that we buy a live Christmas tree from the kids' school. They were doing a promotion and it was a fundraiser kind of thing. And in the years past, when we got a live Christmas tree, I'd take the Christmas stand to the Christmas lot and these wonderful guys would put it in the stand for me. Yay! So we didn't have to deal with that. Well, when we bought it from the school on that Saturday, they weren't doing that. So we took it home and we did our best to try to get it in the stand. And it obviously was a little bit crooked, and it happened to be Saturday night. But me thinking, well, we can't have an undecorated tree. We're going to stay up on Saturday night before Sunday morning, and we are going to decorate this tree. Well, I will tell you that a couple family members who will remain nameless went to bed. And so it was me and James, and he was really small at the time, that were up decorating the tree. And he wasn't very little. I mean, he wasn't very big. He was small at the time. So, you know, when kids, they can only reach a certain height. So he's putting all of his favorite ornaments and all the heavy ornaments right in the front of the tree at his little height. Well, we finally went to bed. I don't know what time it was. We had church the next morning. And in the middle of the night, crash, boom. I mean, the tree fell under the power because all of the heavy ornaments were in the front. It ruined my perfect Christmas tree. And I was so bummed. And then another time when we were first married and we were pastoring in the state of Minnesota, and I decided we were going to have a holiday gathering for the church. It was really small at the time. And I wanted to show that I was the perfect pastor's wife and an excellent cook. I was under 25 years old. I wasn't very old. But I said, I'll cook the 20-pound turkey. And so I had no idea. And this was before Google. You couldn't Google, how do you cook the best turkey? So we get this turkey, and I put it in the oven. I slab a bunch of butter on it. You know, everything's better with butter on it. So it looks good. We get to the church fellowship, started cutting into the turkey, and there were these little black specks all over the white turkey meat. What in the world? And so one little lady said, did you take the gizzard and the liver out? No, I didn't even know there was a bag up there. And it had exploded and ruined the perfect turkey. So anyway, the moral of the story,
yeah,
none of us are perfect. None of us are the Savior.
Right.
We need a Savior. We need a Redeemer and a Deliverer. And that's why Jesus came.
You know, I've still been in counseling over that gizzard deal. And I'm working through it.
Yeah, right.
I'm believed for healing of memories on that one.
Not a good day. Anyway.
Let's look at Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to him, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. I remember Jack Hayford many years ago preached this. This day a Savior for you. Who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying what we just sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So we know that Jesus was born in a very oppressive time. And why was the angel's salutation so significant? Because it was good news, and it was to bring great joy.
Amen.
This news brought joy and peace and hope. How many of you know that God has not forgotten us?
Amen.
His eyes are upon your life.
Yes.
And he's watching over his word to perform it in your life.
Amen.
The Bible says that all things are opened to his eyes with whom we have to do. You are the apple of his eye.
That's right.
You are his special treasure.
Yes.
Created in the very image and likeness of Almighty God.
Amen.
And this joy, praise God, the world didn't give it to us. And thank God the world cannot take it away. This hope is not wishful thinking.
No.
It does not come from the world system.
No.
But this hope comes from what David said, hope thou in God.
Amen.
For I shall yet praise him.
Amen.
For you are the health of
thank
my countenance.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woo, glory to God.
Amen.
This peace does not come through a pipe.
No.
This peace does not come through a bottle.
No.
This peace does not come through illicit relationships. But this peace comes from the Prince of Peace. Can you raise your hands and thank God
you,
for that today?
For your peace.
Glory
thank you
to
for
God.
Your joy.
And so we have a message of hope for everybody.
Amen. Let me just give you a definition of hope. It is confident, cheerful expectation of good.
Yes.
When we have God on the inside of us, we're not expecting bad things to happen to us and our family. We're expecting good
Amen.
To show up in every area of our life. A wonderful minister by the name of John Maxwell said this, "There is no medicine like hope. No incentive so great and no tonic so powerful as the expectation of something better tomorrow."
Amen.
Old Roberts, a wonderful man of God. He's been in heaven many years now, but he coined the phrase, something good is going to happen to you. And you know, there were religious people that got all upset about that. And they were like, you shouldn't say that. And he's like, why? You don't want to get people's hopes up. We don't get people's hopes up. The Word of God gives us that hope.
Yes.
And because we have Him, we do expect good to show up in our lives.
Thank you.
Where there is hope for tomorrow, John Maxwell said, there is strength for today. When you have hope, you have the ability to push through present problems we may be facing. If there is hope in the future, there is power in the present. Amen.
Yeah.
Hope is an expectation of good. Just think about it. On Christmas morning, or you have those gifts all wrapped up. Some of you now, you're where we're at. We're in the grandparent stage. But maybe when your kids were little, the expectation when they see those gifts under the tree, the excitement when they begin to open those gifts. Well, we have the best gift. ever given.
Oh, amen.
Amen, amen.
Do we ever, everyone say the thrill of hope.
Hallelujah.
Let's just do this right now. Point to your neighbor, point to yourself and say, something good.
Something good.
Is going to happen to me.
Is going to happen to me.
This season.
This season.
Point to your neighbor.
All right, neighbor.
And say, even you.
Even you.
Something good.
Something good.
Is going to happen to you.
You. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
The greatest gift ever given. And we can unwrap this precious gift.
Thank
I love
you,
Romans 8:32. It says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
As you're unwrapping those Christmas gifts, take time to unwrap and look again into the perfect law of liberty.
Right.
Unwrap this glorious gift of eternal life.
Amen.
Unwrap this glorious gift of righteousness that has placed you in right standing with God. Unwrap these wonderful gifts of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. which he has so freely given.
That's right.
Paul penned this and he said, thanks be to God
yes.
for his indescribable gift.
Amen.
Almost beyond description.
Yes.
And so we can and we should have a cheerful expectation when we receive when we receive Jesus, we receive all that he has
That's
for
right.
us.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen. Well, you know, when Jesus came, he didn't come like everybody thought he would come. And sometimes these gifts that he brings into our lives, they may not be wrapped up like we thought they were going to be wrapped up. When Jesus, before his birth here into the earth, many were crying out. They were crying out for the Messiah.
Yeah.
They were crying out for the deliverer. But they missed their day of visitation because he didn't arrive as they expected. They were looking for a natural king to come and to deliver them from mm-hmm. the oppression of the Romans. But the Bible tells us that Jesus humbled himself. He took on flesh. His entrance was not that of a natural king, but he was, he is, and he will forever
Amen.
Be the King of Kings
yeah.
and the Lord
That's right.
of Lords. He knew the purpose of his birth, his death, and his resurrection was to dwell in the hearts of men.
That's right.
Everyone. That would call upon him. I love this scripture that is found in Matthew 12:21. In the NLT it says, and his name will be the hope of all the world.
Yes.
Good news, great joy for who? A few people? No.
The whole world.
Even though he was born in Bethlehem and of Jewish descent. From the very beginning, the message was clear. He is the Savior for the whole
Amen.
World. Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
I love that scripture, how that he humbled himself. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
He is the Savior of all mankind.
Yes.
The Bible says that whosoever That's shall right. be called, whoever calls on the name of the Lord, shall be saved.
Amen. Amen.
You know, when you think about the spirit of Christmas, you know, you maybe have been asked recently, well, have you got the spirit of Christmas yet? I think we need to really take a look at that for a moment and need to define what is the spirit of Christmas. The word Christmas is not Christ, it's Christ.
Christ. Amen.
And Mass is celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And Christ is the Anointed One.
Yes.
Say it with me. Christ is.
Christ is.
The Anointed One.
The Anointed One.
And what did the Anointed One do when he walked the earth? He went about doing good.
Yes.
And healing. And setting people free.
Yes.
Feeding the multitudes. Cleansing
yes.
the lepers. Raising the dead. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
So Christ is the anointed one and his anointing.
Amen.
So this day we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the anointed one. We celebrate his anointing.
Amen.
But let's ask ourselves, what does and what will this anointing do? It will do the same thing that it did when he walked here on the earth. There's a scripture in the book of Isaiah that says this, that every yoke shall be destroyed. Why?
Because of the anointing.
We could say it this way, every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointed one, who is the same yesterday. Come on.
Amen.
Today.
And forever.
Ooh, glory to God.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
I'm about to get happy in the house today.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The same burden removing.
Yeah.
Yoke destroying power is present to save.
Yes. The same.
Present to heal. Present to remove burdens.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
That's right.
That he might destroy, undo, and dissolve the works of the devil.
Amen.
The devil is a defeated foe.
Amen.
And at the name of Jesus, he must go.
Amen.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over you this morning.
Yes.
I want to speak the healing power of God over you today in the name.
In the name.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Be released from sin. Be released from disease.
Amen.
Be released from oppression.
Amen.
Be released from hopelessness.
Yes.
In the name. Everyone say in the name.
In the name. Hallelujah.
One translation says the yoke will decay at the appearance of the oil.
Amen.
You know what's better than a big gift under the Christmas tree? It's every yoke being destroyed.
Amen.
Every chain being broken.
Yes.
The true spirit of Christmas is this. Is you can be free.
Amen.
Be set free.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Put your trust in him.
Trust in him.
If you will, you'll never be disappointed.
Amen.
The psalmist said, so be strong and courageous, all who put your hope in the Lord. Say with me, strength and courage.
Strength and courage.
I have it now. To face anything and everything.
To face anything and everything.
That may come my way.
Amen. Well, we may not know everything that the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. And that gives us strength and confidence and hope to face it. I have a question for you as we ask Irene to make her way to the platform. Have you committed your future and your life to him?
Yes.
Is he your hope? Do you trust in him with all of your heart? Is he the center of your joy, the center of your life? I know that this wonderful song that beautiful Irene Nikolopoulos is going to minister, is going to speak to your heart.
Yes.
I heard her practicing the other day. So lovely. She's so talented. But even more than a beautiful voice, she has this amazing spirit that she loves Jesus with all of her heart. And that's why she can boldly sing this song to us today. Do you have room for him?
Man.
Come on, Irene.
Yeah.
journeyed far, a weary pair. They sought for shelter from the cold night air, some place where she could lay her head, where she could give her babe a quiet bed. Was there no room, no corner there, in all the town a spot someone could spare? Was there no soul come to their aid? A stable there was where the family stayed. Do you have room for the Savior, and do you seek Him anew? Have you a place for the one who lived and died for you? Are you as humble as a shepherd boy, or as wise as men of old? Would you have come that night? Would you have sought the light? Do you have room? A star arose, a wondrous light, a sign from God. This was the holy night, and yet so few would go to see the babe who came to rescue you and me. This child divine is now a king. The gift of life to all the world he brings. And all mankind he saves from doom. But on that night for him there was no room. Do you have room for the Savior, and do you seek Him anew? Have you a place for the one who lived and died for you? Are you as humble as a shepherd boy, or as wise as men of old? Would you have come that night? Would you have sought the light? Do you have room? Will you come tonight? Will you seek the light? Do you have room?
To God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That is not just a song today, that's an invitation for all of us. What I heard in my heart as I was listening to that beautiful song is, make room for the King of Glory, and the King of Glory shall come in. He will not come in uninvited, nor will he come in forcefully, but he will come in to men and women who will simply call upon him and invite him into their hearts. If you will give him place, he will pour out His mercy, His glory, and His grace. And if you will give Him place, there shall be no room for anything that would be detrimental to your spiritual life. There are those here this morning, perhaps, that have never opened their heart to the King of Glory. And there's many today that have done so already. But for whatever reason or not, they've not allowed the fullness of the King of Glory to manifest himself and to keep them and sustain them. So we're going to pray. And we're going to believe God together. And we're going to pray a corporate prayer. For many of you, it'll be a reaffirmation of your faith in Christ. For some of you, it will be a rededication, saying, I will give you room, Lord. For he knocks at the door of our hearts every day. Let us not allow the distractions of this age to close the door, but let us open the door wide. Hallelujah. For some of you, this may be the first time that you acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. So if you would so kindly just place a hand over your heart and pray this prayer with me like you believe it. Declare this with me. Lord Jesus, you are the Son of God. You gave your life for me. And I believe that. On that resurrection morn, you were raised from the dead. And I believe that. And now I invite you. I make room for you in my heart of hearts. Lord, I reaffirm my faith in you. Lord, I rededicate and purpose in my heart to give greater place to you, greater room for you, O King of Glory. I invite you. And now, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. You are my Savior. For those of you who have not yet invited him in your heart, say this with me. I invite you, Lord, into my heart. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Wow. Transformation. Change is taking place. At 11:20 a.m. on December 15th, 2024. Changed by the King of Glory. Fully equipped now to go tell it on the mountain and proclaim his story. New are you, new am I. It's a new day dawning. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Let's raise our hands right now and just thank him. Glorify you, Lord. We worship you. We thank you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, as we are preparing to close our wonderful Christmas celebration, I know many or all of us, on the inside of us, we have had our hope rekindled.
Yes.
You sense that? Our hope for a bright future because of him. And I wanted to leave you with this wonderful verse found in Romans 15:13 out of the Amplified. May the God of hope so fill you.
Yes.
With all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, this is what I want you to grab a hold of. Just matter of fact, put your hands out like this as symbolizing, I'm receiving that. I take that. May you abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Glory
we believe
to
it,
God.
That your hope is being restored and rekindled today because Jesus is the King of Kings,
amen.
And He is the Lord of Lords. And we have one more beautiful song that we want to celebrate with our lovely Serena Richardson. This girl, she's got it going on, I'm telling you.
Don't be afraid to get on your feet. This song will move you.
Yeah, amen. I think maybe we should. Just get ready. I like to call her our little mini CeCe Winans. She's going to be singing her heart out, and we're all going to rejoice and be blessed as she sings, That's My King. Hallelujah.
All right, who's ready to rejoice?
I wish I could tell you, wish I could describe it, but I can contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, merciful and powerful. Who we talking about? That's my King. Come on. We declare the glory and give Him all the honor. Altogether worthy. Who we talking about? That's my King. There's no one before you. Yes, we will adore you. And all of this is for you. Who we talking about? That's my King. Jesus, you're my King. Hey, I'm not letting the rocks cry without joining the chorus. There aren't enough notes to make the harmony. It's the song of the angels through all of the ages. It's all of the earth and heaven's symphony. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy. He is merciful and powerful. Who we talking about? That's my King. Hey, we declare the glory. Come on. Give Him all the honor. And altogether worthy. Who we talking about? That's my King. There's no one before you. And yes, we will adore you. And all of this is for you. Who we talking about? That's my King. That's my King. That's my King. That's my God. That's my Shepherd. My Protector. That's my King. That's my Rock. That's my Anchor. My Defender, that's my King, and that's my God, that's my Shepherd, my Protector, that's my King, that's my Rock, that's my Anchor, my Defender. Who we talking about? That's my King. Hey, we declare the glory. Come on. And give Him all the honor. And altogether worthy. Who we talking about? That's my King. Hey, we declare the glory. Come on. And give Him all the honor. We're altogether worthy. Who we talking about? That's my King. Oh, and there's no one before you. Oh, and yes, we will adore you. Hey, and all of this is for you. Who we talking about? That's my King. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who we talking about? That's my King. Who we talking about? That's my King. Who we talking about? That's my King. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! Give me a hug. Oh, man, that's awesome.
That's my king. Wow.
Woo, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hand one more time.
Just think, a few years ago, Brenda and I dedicated Sabrina to the Lord. And look at her now.
Yay.
Glory to God. Amen. Woo, praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Want to just say this. For those of you that prayed to receive Jesus for the first time, we have something special we'd love to give to you. I'll be down in front after the service. Like to talk with you, like to meet you.
Absolutely. And of course, we want to say a big thank you to Pastor Tom. I know Pastor Kimberly, the entire team. Yay! I mean, it takes an army to pull something like this off. And our sound engineers, our media people, glory to God. Thank you, thank you. God bless you for the time and the effort.
Amen.
Was it worth it? It was worth it. I'm telling you, we're blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Amen.
This has truly been an hour of power.
Well, hour and a half.
Oh, that's right.
Wait. We don't want to.
Yeah, I guess that's right. All right.
We don't want to.
Pastor Thomas, time for some chocolate now.
Oh, yeah.
He's been saving his voice. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wait just a minute. And as you exit today, make sure you go out one of the main doors here. We have a beautiful gift for everyone. It is a candy cane wrapped up with a wonderful Christmas scripture or saying with a little red bow on it. And I want to say thank you to Kim and Katrina that did all of this work. God bless you. So enjoy your sweet treat as you exit today. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next Sunday morning.